I am so happy that you have returned for this lesson today. In fact, the more I thought of this lesson, the more anxious I become. Why, I could hardly wait until I started teaching it. We're speaking from Matthew, the 16th chapter, in verse 18. Jesus said, I will build my church. I'm going to build it. I'm not going to plant it. I'm going to build. And yesterday I talked about the stone that the builders rejected had become the cornerstone. And I talked about that stone. I told you of the story that I read about it and how that during the building, it just didn't seem to fit anywhere during the building of the temple until they got down to the finishing stones. There was a vacancy. There was a void. They were missing a stone. But then they went searching for that stone. The stone that they had rejected for years, they went searching for it. And they discovered that it fit perfectly in that void, in that empty space. I have found out that same stone fits perfectly in the empty space that was in my life. I'm glad I searched. I'm glad I sought him. And I'm glad I didn't stop until I found that stone that fitted right into my life. Oh, I know there were times in my life when I didn't think he would fit in. There were activities I was involved in that I was quite sure Jesus wouldn't fit. There were conversations I had that I knew that Jesus could not be a part of. But one day, the Holy Spirit showed me that for that empty place in my life, God was the answer. And now, God fits into my life perfectly, and I'm so glad that he does. So when we speak of the church that he is building, the materials that he used are numerous, and much like the Old Testament temple, the outer walls are stone, beautiful and costly stones. But on the inside was wood. Once you walked inside of that temple, you could see no stone anywhere. It was covered with expensive wood, fir and cedar. And of course, we know that this kind of wood resists termites and rot. The temple on the inside was garnished with gold and silver and many precious jewels. God knows how to build. He knows how to build his church. Listen to what Peter says as he speaks about the living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Unto you, he said, which believe, he is precious. The stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. But he doesn't stop there. Peter continues writing. He says, you also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy nation, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Spiritual sacrifices. We're not to bring calves and goats and sheep. We are to bring spiritual sacrifices, which is our reasonable service. And let me add this. The materials that were used in the Old Testament temple came from many different nations. The silver and gold and precious stones were brought from other nations round about, and they were brought together and formed the one house, the house of God. And so it is within building the church. He gathers his material from around the world, out of every nation and kindred and tongue, the Jews, the Gentiles, the Greeks, the barbarians, the old, the young, and he brings them together into one spiritual house to bring glory to God the Father. And now I'd like to speak about the workmen that he is using in building the church. Much like in the Old Testament, when God told Moses to build the tabernacle, it was like nothing that those Jews had ever seen. And no doubt Moses wondered, how can I find the workmen to put this together? Well, listen to Exodus chapter 31. The Bible says that the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaliel of the tribe of Judah, and I have given with him Aholah of the tribe of Dan, and I have filled them with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, and in the hearts of all those that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded you. God not only calls his workmen, but he equips them with his Holy Spirit. He takes the wise in heart, those that seek him, and he instills in them the Holy Spirit, which is wisdom, knowledge, which will enable them to do the work that is commanded them. And then when Solomon purposed in his heart to build the house for God, he wrote to a neighboring king, and he says, I have purposed in my heart to build a house for God. The house that I'm going to build is a great house, for great is our God. Now send me they that cut trees out of Lebanon, for my servants shall be with yours, and unto thee will I give hire what you should appoint, for you know that there is not among us that has the skills to cut timber like the Sidonians. Solomon not only wanted men to help him build this, but he wanted the best. Not only that, but the Bible says that Solomon numbered of the strangers of Israel 153,600, and he put them to work building the temple. These strangers were from every nation under the sun. Many had immigrated into Israel because God was blessing Israel. They wanted to share in that blessing. Workmen from every nation under the sun. And so it is with the church.